Welcome to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, A Promise, A Prompt, and A Prayer of Praise.
Our first lesson comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, starting at verse 11. Let us listen to God's word for us this day. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on day of clouds and thick darkness. I'll bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I'll feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. This is the word of our Lord.
Our second lesson is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at the 15th verse. Paul writes, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this celebration of worship and now this opportunity to sit beneath the teaching of your word. We would pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together might find acceptance in your sight. For it is in Christ and Christ alone we pray it. Amen. Have you ever been to a restaurant when you found yourself kind of overwhelmed by all the different menu options? Well, that's kind of how I felt when Eric asked me to preach at his ordination service and then said, and you can preach on anything you want. Well, Eric, the Bible offers a whole menu of different options. And then add to that mix, today we celebrate not only Eric's ordination, but this is also Christ the King Sunday. Next week, we'll enter into the season of Advent, preparation for Christmas, and into a new part of the calendar of the Christian year. So immediately, I got to thinking, maybe I could tie those two themes together. Christ the King and ordination, Jesus and Eric. But then I thought, maybe there are some other menu items I want to consider as well. Well, I'm not typically a lectionary preacher, but I thought the lectionary texts for today might be helpful to us. The lectionary is a 3-year cycle of passages that every Sunday preachers are given an Old Testament lesson, a psalm, an epistle or a New Testament lesson, and a gospel lesson. It's kind of like a restaurant that offers really good food, but a very limited menu. Do you want the beef, the chicken, the pasta, or the tofu? Those are your choices today. So I started with the Old Testament lesson, a teaching from the prophecy of Ezekiel. This Old Testament prophet is used by God to chastise the rulers of the day, the kings and the priests, for literally abusing their people, for not fulfilling their role in leading them. And he uses the imagery of a shepherd and sheep, using language that is remarkably similar to Psalm 23. The Lord says, "I myself will search for my sheep. I will seek them and rescue them. I will bring them into their own land and feed them. I myself will be their shepherd of my sheep." Now remember, this is the Lord himself speaking to us. "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down. I will seek the lost and bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. I will feed them with justice." This is a promise that God gives to his people, that he gives to us. We who are broken and injured, we who have perhaps by our own volition wandered far from the fold, God will seek us and find us, will redeem us and restore us. And in every age, he will raise up new and faithful shepherds who will carry out this mission and ministry. And I thought, oh, this will preach. So now I had three good menu items to choose from: Christ the King and ordination and this promise that God himself would be the good shepherd. But I thought perhaps I need to look at the other text just as well. Well, I'm not much on coincidences, holy coincidences maybe, but I was startled when I read the gospel lesson for the day. We haven't read it to you, but you'll know this text. It's Jesus' judgment text from Matthew chapter 25, in which the Lord gathers all the nations and separates sheep from goats. And the takeaway from this teaching is a text that is writ large for us here at TAB. We see it every week when we come to worship. This is a text which Eric would have seen every Sunday of his childhood because it is carved into the chancel rail right below me. "As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me." This is the passage, this is the prompt, if you will, that best identifies the DNA of TAB, the ministry to which we believe we have been called in this place, the essence of the gospel that Eric heard and saw lived out among us during those spiritually formative years of his life, the text which perhaps compelled him to serve in Sierra Leone after college, then to work at the Goodwill, perhaps even prompted in him a call to ministry and to ordination, and now to a call with Anne to Fort Street Presbyterian Church in Detroit, a church very similar to TAB in many ways. This teaching, perhaps better than any other, ties the two great commandments of our Lord, love God and neighbor in all that you are and in all that you do, ties these together better than any other text in Scripture. This teaching, perhaps better than any other, describes what we do and have done here for 166 years. This teaching is a prompt to us to do the ministry that God has called us to do. So now I've got Christ the King, ordination, a promise, and a prompt, which of course meant I had to find out what the other lessons were. So I turned to the New Testament epistle reading, Ephesians chapter 1, and here we're given a prayer. Paul writes to the Ephesians, "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have heard of your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." Now that is a good word of encouragement, and it is a promise that we can make to Eric and to Anne and their family as they move into ministry. It's a promise and a commendation that we can pray for one another as we seek to serve God and serve neighbors. But now listen to the specific of the prayer that Paul offers. He writes, "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. What Paul is praying is that the same power of God which he used to raise Jesus from the dead will now be instilled within us as we do ministry in his name. Isn't this precisely the prayer that we can pray for one another as we seek to serve in this community? And isn't it precisely the prayer that we can pray for Eric as he enters now into ministry in Jesus' name? I believe it is. And then finally, even though I was well sated with many texts that I could preach from, just for good measure, I decided to look at the psalm for the day. And it is the familiar 100th psalm, the very first extended passage of scripture I was ever asked to memorize as a child, which invites us to enter into God's presence with praise and thanksgiving, which is exactly what we're doing this morning. So which of these passages should I preach on? The promise of God to be our faithful shepherd, to seek us and find us. The prompt of our Lord as pastors and people to love both God and neighbor in all that we do. The prayer for God's people to know his glorious hope and riches and power. Or the praise of God, which each of these call out from us. Well, on this Christ the King Sunday, on this day when we celebrate Eric's ordination, a child of God and a son of this church family, we are given a promise, a prompt, and a prayer of praise. And all of those sound pretty good to me. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the promises which you have given to us, that you have made known in Jesus Christ. So, Lord, hear our prayer. As we lift our brother and friend, as we pray for even ourselves to live into the high calling to which you have given to us. For these and all things we pray through Christ our Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.